379 people voted to recall Selectmember Bonnie Connor, who until last month was board chair for roughly 2 years. 293 people opposed the move.
I think a lot of the voters were uninformed. You know, our hands have been tied, and I think a lot of people were misled. But, you know, it's, like I said, it is what it is.
Voters in the town of about 2,000 approved the ability to recall elected officials last year after the board fired Police Chief Nancy Daniels, who claims Connor has a vendetta against her. Connor denies this. Dave Coquindo, a former selectman who resigned as chair, started the recall efforts. They were backed by Daniels and Bruce Stetson, whom the board fired as transfer station attendant. Daniels says the removal of Connor brings closure.
The votes, as you can see, it speaks for itself. I'm very, very happy that the amount of people came out to vote. And hopefully things are going to change.
Connor says she wishes she could share more information about divisive issues, but cannot because of litigation. Connor was on the ballot to replace herself, but voters elected former selectman John Genzabella to serve Connor's remaining 11 months. At the town election in May, voters chose Laurel Shalaba to fill the selectman seat vacated by Bill Goddard. Meanwhile, Bruce Marshall is nearing 4 decades of service on the board. Connor says she wishes the board members well.
My understanding is Jen's been out of touch for some time, and obviously Laurel is new, and they've got a lot of work to do to come up to speed with all the issues that are going on. And then we have one board member that for 2 years that I've been there hasn't done a thing. Is just refused to participate.
Marshall says the recall allows the town to fix things that were undone over the last 2 years, but adds that he won't touch the firings of Daniels or Stetson.
I think it's the best thing that's happened to Hinsdale in a number of years. We can kind of put the town back to some kind of normalcy.
Hinsdale hired former Granby police officer Mark Smith as chief last July. Meanwhile, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined Daniels' firing was retaliatory. Shalaba says the select board is working with the Massachusetts Interlocal Insurance Association on how to handle the Daniels situation. Adding she's not a fan of recall elections, Shalaba says Connor's style of governing was not what people may have wanted.
I have seen Bonnie Connor do a lot of good for this town in the last 2 years, but she also stirred up quite a bit of resentment from a group of people.
Shalaba and Marshall say they intend to reinstate the public comment period at select board meetings. The item was taken off the agenda after Connor said it became a time of verbal assault. Disagreements between residents and the board have led to town police escorting people out of meetings and state police being called. Shalaba is hopeful tensions will ease in town following Connor's recall.
I think a lot of the people who had complaints about Bonnie were behind the recall, so if they're happy with the recall, then maybe things will calm down.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.